most of them involved with that. But the other lumber now, they'll eat it up.
Mm-hmm. And where the place you used to keep your clothes, be a big piece of furniture like that, you could move it around, you'd hang your clothes up
there. Well, Benny, that was called the wardrobe, yes, that's right.
And outside a house, you would have boards that would fit like this.
Yes.
What would those be on the outside of the house?
I mean, that. Other words, they are, as a general thing, until the later years, the most of the older houses was log houses.
Yes.
Was log houses.
And after they finished, or after they got stopped using logs, then they would put boards like this.
Like that on it, and a lot of time they would put mud.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right.
And what do you call that wood that's on the outside of the house?
Weatherboard.
That's right.
Weatherboard, uh-huh. Yes.
And this place outside your door here where I met you today, what do you call that?
Porch.
And do you have a different word than in the old days for it?
I think they might have said a patio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a little shelter over your back door, what would that be?
That was, something like a...
Yes, just over the back door. Keep the rain off as you open the door. It's not exactly a porch, it would be just a...
I just can't call the name of it.
Would a stoop sound right?
Yes, or something like a stoop or something.
Uh-huh. And where did you keep the cows before you milked them? You brought them in from pasture and you kept
them in what you call the cow pen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you ever see a wall or a fence made out of rock or stone?
For cows?
Or just around a yard?
Oh, yes, I've seen rock fences. In other words, I've seen rock houses.
I see.
Yeah.
You don't have too many rocks around here, do you?
No, sir. But I tell you what I did see once, and I've never seen it. You know what you call the sand rock?
Mm-hmm.
Big box.
Mm-hmm.
About that long. And other words, they mostly, when they built the log houses, they put them big sand rocks as their chimney. They built a chimney out of them. But I went to Columbus about 25 years ago. Of course, they've rained. I haven't seen it but once. And they, out of a sand rock, first one I'd ever seen, and the last. A man had a big sand rock, two-story house up there.
Is that right?
Yes, that's that. And I'm coming against the house is there now because it was a fine house built out of sand rock.
That would last.
So, and I've never seen a house built out of sand rock. I've seen chimneys going through the country that was built out of sand houses. But I've never seen a house. This was a fine house.
It cost a lot of money.
Oh, yes, sir. And it was hewed out rocks. Looked like they'd been in a machine. Just the sand rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the farm, when you used to bring in water to the house in a open...
Pails.
Pails?
Yes, that's
the
right.
Wooden pail?
Yes, sir, that's right. Wooden pails, yes.
Did you ever use any pails made out of metal?
No, sir, I don't think so about metal. I don't think so. They mostly were made out of wood. But now the moisture, I heard a fellow talking about that. Most of the houses back there, at the moisture of them is a hole. Was one room houses and a little something, little kitchen back, and didn't none of them have over two rooms hardly.
Mm-hmm.
And